Yo, you already know who it is. That's right, it is Mr. Hear Me Out himself, and we are back at it again with a long-awaited episode of Hear Me Out Podcast, where we create a safe space to talk about shared experiences with open dialogue. What the fuck is going on, y'all? Y'all still fuck with me? Please say yes, because if y'all don't, I still don't give a fuck, because I'm still going to do this shit. And I know we about to get into some things of the things. It's been 76 days since I've been on this thing. It's already bars on the motherfucking beat. And I feel like we should just jump into it. Last time I was here, we talked about Beyonce and the Renaissance, a movie, which was absolutely excellent to me, in my personal opinion. it's been a while. It's been since December 8th. And I'm here, and I'm here to stay. And I think that you should let it burn. No, we about to jump into it. I'm not going to hold no time with y'all. I'm going to hold some time because y'all definitely not expect. That's not the word I want to use. Deserve an explanation why I've been gone so long, what's going on in my life, and what's going on with Hear Me Out. So, to get into it, you already know, this your first time here, we always like to start with a little bit of high, a little bit of low, and then we gonna get to the rants. And the rant segment is where I just go off on some shit, and I got some shit on my chest that I want to let y'all know that people have been trying me. But we're gonna start off with the positive and go from there. So, my high for the last 3 months is I'm still alive, and I'm still able to do this. I'm still able to have the network. I'm still able to have the tools and the ability to have Hear Me Out and podcast. That is a very big part of me. As y'all know, Hear Me Out is my baby. If y'all don't know, now you know, nigga. Hear Me Out is my baby. So I started podcasting back when the pandemic first started, back in 2020. Before 2019, because I started in December. Before the pandemic actually happened. And I just needed a safe space after my long relationship. I was with this guy for about 9 years. Y'all can hear all that story on the podcast. I've told it all. And I've just told things and parts of my life that I wanted to share with the world. And lately, I've just been pulled back away from sharing my life with the world. And I realize I don't need to do that. I have a story to tell. I need to tap back into Mr. Hear Me Out. And I've created, Mr. Hear Me Out is my first baby. It's my first that I can call my own. And I'm appreciative of it. I created it by myself. I did have a good friend, AJ, up in New York. I used to live in New York. Y'all might hear the accent come out. Y'all might hear a few accents come out. But he helped me get this shit off the ground. And I've been neglecting my baby. You know, I've had some really hard times the last 3 months, and we're going to get into it. But I had two friends that actually got me together and, like, choked me up against the wall. Not really, because I don't do violence. But, like, really put some shit into my brain. It was like, you need to get your shit together, because you do this. You've done it. You can be the blueprint. You can be one of the blueprints. And just go about your life. Like, don't stop what you're doing. You're creative. This is what they know me for, podcasting. And it really brought tears to my eyes. Just knowing that they listen, that they want to hear more of my life, and they want me to share my story to the world. It meant a lot to me. So my high this week is just being able to still be creative, whether it's modeling, whether it's podcasting, whether it's this, whether it's acting, or whether it's just being an influencer. I'm thankful. I'm grateful. Nope, we're going to get into it on the other part. So yeah, that's my high. I'm grateful to still be here, to have a podcast, and for it to still be on all streaming platforms. So just type, hear me out. You'll see Marco the Prince, and just check up on my story. The story that, you know, life has brought me. My low is, I've been very emotional lately. Like the last 3 months, I have not been doing a lot of self-reflecting. I haven't been in therapy. I have not been journaling. I have not been real with myself. And I think that it's, no, I know that it's playing a downfall in my life personally. Because right now I'm very much scatterbrained. And that's not good for me. I'm a Cancer. I go with the waves of shit, and like whatever flows, it flows. And I need to be the sailor of this ship. I don't need to go with the waves. That's the Virgo in me. I need to be in control of everything that life presents. And I fucked up. I fucked up. It's been hard to say. It's been hard to do. It's been a lot. It's been a lot on my plate. And I it's been a lot on my plate that it's been a lot on my plate. Like creating this space, creating this network, creating a podcast with other individuals. Not saying that anything that I am doing, like I don't want to say affects because it did affect it, but anything that I'm doing, I get very scatterbrained. What's going on, y'all? But yeah, that's where I am in life. And I'm trying to get back on track where everything makes sense. Everything makes sense that I'm doing. Like I'm in my office right now and I'm looking at my creative wall where I have all these fucking shits that I've committed to. And I've noticed that I hate to say it, but a yes man, like, which is not good for my anxiety, it's not good for my mentality, and it's not good for my creativeness. Because if I say yes to all this shit, what happens to all my personal shit that I got going on? And I'm not talking about personal shit like work and shit. I'm talking about personal shit when it comes to creativeness. I lose myself. I'm drowning myself when I should really be swimming perfectly. And I don't know how to swim, not one bit. But it's a lesson learned. I'm not beating myself up. I'm not downplaying all the talents that I got. I just need to learn how to organize and prioritize. Prioritize and then organize to see which one is going to be more beneficial, which one aligns with where I want to go in life, and which one is beneficial to me, like, and what the hell I want to do in life. And it's unfortunate that I got here. Atlanta has so much to offer, but I think as much as that is a good thing, I also feel like it is a bad thing, for someone like me, not speaking for everyone. 'Cause I can just take on so many projects, so many business plans. I have so many ideas. For those that don't know, I'm that believes in like signs and shit like that. I'm Cancer, Virgo, Virgo. So my creativity, I like to think, outweighs all the emotions that I got going on. Even though I feel like my emotions outweighs sometimes my creativity, because I'm just so deep in my feelings and I can't breathe. I just gotta be better at prioritizing and learning how to navigate the spaces that I want to be in. Whether it's, hey, so this is the season of podcasting. Hey, this is the season of modeling. Hey, now you're in the season of acting. And now you're in fourth quarter. This is the season of enjoying life, spending times with friends, spending times with family, and talking about your projects that you have recently done. And talking about, well, unless there's NDA signed, talking about projects that I'm going to do or want to do in the future. I just haven't had that navigation for myself where it comes to it's coming to me, where it comes to dividing those divisions for me. I get very excited when people come to me with new business plans, new projects, and this, that, and the third, but I also need to get very focused and excited about the shit that I got, and that's priority. And then let's see what follows, or what falls, excuse me, under that umbrella. And truth be told, I just need to be like, no, I'll give you ideas, and I'm not asking to be a part of the project. I'm not asking to sign no contracts. Hey, we can schedule a 30-minute conversation, consultation, pay me. These are my ideas. Don't ask me for shit else. Whether you take them or not, that ain't got shit to do with me. But I have so many ideas in here that I just want to be a part of, and I need to realize, like, I don't have to be a part of everything. And I think that's growth. And now, for everybody that's on the live, that's catching up, that so right now I'm recording a podcast. For those that are watching, I host a podcast by myself titled Hear Me Out Podcast, streaming on all platforms. It's been a while. It's been about 3 months. You can find it on Spotify, Apple, not YouTube, iHeart, and all of that other shit. Wherever you find a podcast, you can find me, because I do this shit. So to let y'all know, I'm not reading comments. I'm not doing anything. I'm just recording on my computer, and I just want to be authentic and have, I don't really care about an audience, but just let people on the inside of me. I've been told that I need to be a little bit more personable on my Instagrams, because only a cute face, a nice body, and all that shit only goes so far, Which is true, because I also believe that too. But yeah, so now we're going to get into the next segment of the rant, or the next segment of the show, rants. I got some shit to get off my chest, and it's not going to be too pretty. Oh, my bad. I don't like when people play with me. I don't like when people try to play with my intelligence. I don't like when people try to play with my energy. I don't like when people try to play with my money. Those would be the three things that I don't like. And combining all of that, I just feel like I'm a nice individual, I like to think. Whatever anybody else says, that ain't my story, that's theirs, and that's their interactions with me. Ask them what they did to get me to that point. Because I think I'm very heartfelt, I'm open, I'm this, I'm that, and shit like that. But I didn't always used to be like that. I used to be very cut off, very short. People didn't know what I was doing. I used to cut myself off from the world. And I used to mind my own fucking business, which I still do. But I didn't have all these people in my, I don't even want to say inner circle, but just circle. Just having all this access to me. And I'm kind of, no, I'm at the point right now where I'm about to change my number on everybody and just focus on me. Because it's getting very ridiculous of how many times I have to have conversations with people about not playing with me. Because when I become angry, then I'm the bad guy. And then all this negative energy that I'm focused on, and it's fucking up everything that I got going on. Which is not cool, but it just comes to a point where I just have to revert back to my old self. And my old self is not a bad person, but I was a very conservative. Ever since that I've lived in Atlanta, which has been 3 years, a lot of shit has been going on in my life. And I'm not gonna say I'm the blame for it, but like, just humbly speaking, very humbly speaking, having good energy, dressing well, having a nice face, a nice body, having my own shit, having my own career, and doing the things that I need to do. And I want to let y'all know I'm looking up because I don't want to look at y'all. I'm really processing and talking. Ain't nothing in front of me. I'm really just talking. It has, where was I? All the things that I offer, I've realized people in Atlanta don't have the same things. And I'm humbly speaking, I'm not downplaying anybody's situation. I'm not that type of person. Because when I first moved to Atlanta, I've also had roommates. I've also had to rent rooms. I've had to do the, oh, move to Atlanta and build yourself up. I've done all that. I'm not taking away from anybody's story or struggle or anything. I don't want this to be about that. But I feel like when you make it and you tell too much about yourself, people take advantage of you and people start using you for different things, whatever the case may be. Just, I had a friend last year that we had to stop being friends because, no, I'm not going there. Just because of some shit that I didn't agree of and he didn't agree of. So the end of my story was like, so I'm not about to do this arguing shit. I can beat your ass right here, but I'm not because I know how you operate. You're probably going to call the cops and I got to go through all that shit. I'm not doing it. So you're talking all this shit. I'm talking all this shit. Let's cut this shit and be like, hey, are we going to be friends after this conversation? No? Okay, then. So I'm going to block you on everything. We don't have anything to talk about. The things that we need to talk about, we need to talk about right this second. Because if we don't talk about them, it's done. It's over. And you need to figure it out, and I'm going to figure it out. Period, point blank. I'm not going back and forth. I'm not doing this. I'm not doing that. And it's cool. I have no hate against you. Just know that the person that I knew, I no longer know you. When I see you in public, we ain't got shit to say. Don't look at me. Don't look my way. Because the moment that you look at me, depending on what type of liquor I'm on, it might not end well for you. But I'm not that type of person. Let's just end it right here. So going back to people taking advantage, my experience in Atlanta just hasn't been what I wanted. And I think 2024 is going to bring out the beast that I was. And when did I move to Atlanta? I moved to Atlanta in 2020. So early 2020, I moved to Atlanta in 2020, October. So the beast that I was before I moved to Atlanta, I'm about to get to that person. I'm about to get back to that person. Because I feel like I just let some loose ends go. And I was just feeling myself and doing this and doing that. No. I'm not doing anything. But it's just owning my own space. And just honestly, the strongest word in the dictionary is no. No, I'm not doing this. May I have that? Can we go here? Can you pick me up? Can you do this? No, 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 no. I'm not doing it. No more. And I'm laughing, but it's really about to get serious. Like, I don't give a fuck at this point. Because I gotta get back to me. I gotta get back to the Marco the Prince that I know. It's something in this liquor. But yeah. I just had an epiphany. I need to go to Tiffany. Fendi on my slippers and my cookies always slippery. No, but for real. And I'm not blaming any of these actions on anybody. I do want to say that. The only person I'm blaming is myself. Because I've lost myself on this this journey a little bit. And I'm not going to say 100% because I still got a job. I still, you know, got my own car. I got a good career. I make a ton of enough money to live the life in Atlanta. But it's just, I've got distracted. I've got distracted from the nigga that I was to the nigga that I am, and I'm going back to the nigga that I was. Cause the Marco that I knew, let me tell you, he was never outside this much. He was never at the bars this much. Still talked his shit, still looked good, always had a career and a car and shit. But like, it's just some things within this whole scenario that I have lost myself in. And I pray to God today to ask him just to remove like negative shit out of my life. Like, for real. And I know like prayer only does one step of the way, but then you have to start, or the second step is your intuition. Like, hey, this just don't sit right with me. We just about to continue on over here. And I might just need to do a cold turkey. Change my number. Don't fuck with anybody. When I see you, I see you. Turn my DMs off. Turn my comments off. And just do what I need to do. And unfollow all these bullshit ass pages on Instagram. And just focus. That's not for y'all. That's mainly for me. When I go back and listen to this. But yeah. I just got to do it. I just got to do it. I just got to do it because it's really taking a hold on me. I'm a single parent over here. And I just gotta get my shit together for real. Like, I just fucked up. I don't know. It's just, Atlanta is three years in. Atlanta is a beast. And Atlanta is my biggest beast that I've ever faced. And let me tell y'all, I lived in D.C., I lived in New York, I lived in Florida, I lived in Memphis, and I lived in Portland. But Atlanta is a different type of beast. And I'm going to beat this bitch with a dog, respectfully, and just change my focus. Because I got to. Not for anybody, but for myself. And not calling myself anybody, but I meant anybody. Like, friends, family, and shit. But just for myself. I feel good. I got it off my chest. I've been holding that in so much. And I've been holding this in probably for like the last 5 months. But the time wasn't right. I don't like talking about things when I'm in the midst of it. I like talking about things when I come up with a plan and a solution of what I'm going to do going forward. Because my thing is, I don't want to continue to talk about, oh, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, yada, yada, yada. Like, that don't benefit me not one bit. I feel good. Oof. The Lord is over me. Where my sage? I think my sage is in the other room. But actually, I got some mist. So look, I've been really on sage, mist, and oils. You know, trying to preserve my energy and give my energy to the right people. So I have this thing. Oh, not a free promotion. I got this thing called aromatherapy. It says mental focus and restore energy. Look at God. I did spray this before I started all this shit. And let me tell you, it worked. Because, baby, what? Y'all don't even know. Let me spray it right now. But look. So look. The main portion of this thing, I'm actually going to piggyback of what I just ranted on, is my, Atlanta is not a real place. Let me make room for the new chapter. Yeah, I'm about to, for real. I'm about to make room for the new chapter, baby, because I'll be 36 this year, and I'm tired of... And that's another thing. Let's talk about it. Because I'll be 36 this year, and I feel like 35... Let me roll up my sleeves like I'm about to fight somebody. 35 has been a, like, very challenging year for me. I don't know. I feel like I don't feel like I'm in my younger 30s, and I also don't feel like I'm in my, what do they call it, older 30s or upper 30s or whatever that stage is. I'm not there yet, but I feel like 35 is like not that I'm stuttering, because I'm very passionate about this. It's like that groundbreaking, like, okay, you're not here anymore, but you also not here. So we about to make a choice. So you wanna continue to be that same ass nigga that you've been going through and go through these trials and tribulations? Or do you wanna look yourself in the mirror and be like, bitch, I'm done with all that shit, and let's just see what the future hold. And like, put all that bullshit aside. Like, For those of y'all that don't know, I hold grudges. But I'm at that point where I don't need to hold a grudge. And this is that 35. I'm doing this. Late 30. Yes, late 30 is what I was talking about. I'm at that 35, and like, my birthday is slowly approaching. And for my birthday, my birthdays, I feel like it's always a reset for me. Reset mentally, reset for my energy, spiritually, financially. I was gonna go there, but we not gonna do that. Late 30s. I'm about to hit my late 30s. So I'm at that point where, like, put that bullshit aside. Own the fuck who you are. Do what you want to fucking do. And if people don't approve of it, oh the fuck well. And if somebody fuck you over, it's not even three strikes no more. It's not. It's like, oh, you fucked me over. We washing our hands. We're done. Like, I'm just moving on with the times. Like, how did you work towards it? The steps. Get a little bit more detail. How did I work towards it? What is it? Getting to this space? Maybe I'm about to answer your question because I feel it coming to me. I got tired of letting myself down, and I got tired of letting people fuck me over. Most importantly, letting myself down. Like, I know, like, I have no desire in the world to be, and I'll let y'all know this, I think everybody knows this, I have no desire to be, like, the it person. Like, that does not do anything for me. I don't care about it. It doesn't make me money. It doesn't do anything for my life. Yeah, popularity and people knowing me and this, that, and the third. But, like, my thing is bringing good energy to different circles that I am presented to. I don't want to be the it person. Well-known, yes, but I'm not trying to... I'm not trying to pressure you. I just can't stop thinking about you. I don't care to be like, oh, okay, this just came to me. I don't care to be Beyonce. I love Beyonce, and that's no shade to her. She's the it girl, whatever the case may be. I don't care to be Beyonce. I don't. What I care to be is a Kelly, a Michelle, a Latavia, a Latoya. Good energy. Be a part of a legacy. And I know they all have their own paths and what they have brought to the entertainment industry. And this is not about me being in the entertainment industry. This is me on life. I just want to be happy. I just want people to appreciate me and my talents. And I just want to be well known. And not well known for one particular thing. Like, most importantly, I just want to bring people together. I just want to bring people together so we can have conversations, so we can go and have a good party, so we can look good and do this. Whether that's me being a part of 10 different circles, and then when I host a party, all those circles show up together, and they're like, oh, how you know Marco? How you know Marco? How you know Marco? Cool, cool, cool. All y'all vibe. My job is done. I don't care for people waiting for me to show up to a party. That's not what? I got social anxiety. I'm not doing red carpets. I'm not doing interviews. I'm not doing any of that. You got the wrong person. I'm not doing that. How did I get to the place where people are going to stop fucking me over and holding grudges? Honestly, I haven't. I haven't gotten there yet. But I know people are going to stop fucking me over. I know that for sure. And that's the first step. Now, holding grudges, we might have a little lesson learned. You know, we might have to go back to therapy, you know, things like that. But I know my worth. I know what I bring to the table. And it's, for me, honestly, Open Relationship Podcast If y'all don't know, now y'all know. Go follow it. It's on YouTube. You're going to see me and my fine-ass friends talking our shit every week. Being vocal about my opinions. I've always been a solo act when it comes to hanging out with myself. But I've always let... That was a good question. I've always let things slide because I'm a good person. I've always let things slide because I'm a good person. But the podcast has helped me understand, like, you can just say your opinion and you can be like, no, you're not about to do that. And still be friends. You can still get along with each other because you're owning your own space. You're owning your image. You're owning yourself. You're not about to play with me. You're not about to play with me. You can play tic-tac-toe. You can play checkers. You can play with your own mama. Hell, play with the kids at the park. But you're not about to play with me. You're not about to play with me. It's disrespectful to our friendship. It's disrespectful to the energy that I bring. And it's just disrespectful overall. Don't play with me. It's not okay. Again, because when I become the bad guy, everybody want to look at me motherfucking crazy. I am crazy, but I'm not about to scoop down to your level. But going back to Open Relationship Podcast, as I mentioned, I love these guys, truly. Like, they have brought so much joy every week to me. We've had open-ended conversations about topics that I normally don't have with people. And it has made me that much more comfortable when it comes to being myself and just knowing my worth. When I tell these guys I miss them, like, I'm not going to speak for them, but I don't think people know. When I say, like, I missed you, that can mean a lot of things. That means a lot of things for me. Things that I'm working on, things that I want to do. Maybe you inspire me in a way that I've just missed, that I've lost intact to. But, yeah. Sorry, I'm having a moment, y'all. I'm just really trying to get back to me. Like, I just feel like, sorry. I just feel like it's been a long journey for me to get here, and I'm okay with that journey because I'm not in a rush to compete with nobody. I'm never in competition with anybody. Like, the only thing I compete against is niggas on the field. And I'm talking about track and field. Because I used to run. But, yeah. And I'm happy. I'm happy where I'm at. I'm happy that I've had this conversation. I'm happy that it took this long for me to realize who the fuck I am. And realizing, like, I don't need anybody, but I don't need anybody. But I do need people. I need genuine people. And when I say I don't need nobody, I grew up on this shit alone. I come from a family of four sisters. I'm the only male. Or three sisters, excuse me. I'm the only male. I'm the only male in my family from, that's first, second, third generation. I've been doing this shit by myself. So, like, getting out and grinding it, I ain't never had nothing happen. I ain't never had anything handed to me. I've always had to grind myself. And I know that's what makes me successful. I know most of my friends, they can call somebody and be like, "Ooh, can I borrow $20? Ooh, can I stay the night at your house? Ooh, I just got in a car accident. Can you come get me?" I ain't got none of that shit. I do all this shit by myself. And I'm not complaining. I'm thankful and grateful for the life and the person that the good Lord above has made me. But it does get hard. There are times where I want someone to reach out to me and be like, "Marco, how you doing?" And when I brush it off, "Oh, I'm good." No. I'm calling you. "How are you? Tell me what's going on. How's work? How's your mental? How's your finances? How's the dog?" Like, literally tell me how you are doing, every aspect of your life. I haven't texted anybody first all week. And let me tell you, my phone has not rung. It has not beeped. No group chats, no family, no friends. And I'm standing on business. I'm standing on business because I don't feel like, sometimes I do feel like I always reach out, but like this week has showed me like I always reach out. And I'm not saying always, like every day, but I'm the person that reach out. Actually, I lied. Let me backtrack my statement. There was a friend of mine that reached out to me today. He was like, "Hey, love, how you doing? What's going on?" And I know that came from the heart because he always calls me and he always texts me. He knew I was at work, so I couldn't respond at the time. But when he calls me, he'd be like, "Hey, friend, I was just thinking of you. Let's chat for a second." And we would be on the phone for about an hour, hour and a half. And just, I mean, sometimes we will talk shit, but like, we would have good conversations like, "Okay, what's going on? I know like he's looking for a new job and things. So we'll talk about like him interviewing and like what he needs to work on. And is he asking for much?" Like real life conversations that I respect from friendships. And it feels good like for someone to call me. I love it. Ooh, y'all got me on a whole motherfucking tangent over here. But I also want to say, so I know those that you are listening, watching, or whatever the case may be, I know I fell off from my own shit, and I talked about this previously, but this is what I really wanted to talk about. And it's hard. It's hard for me. Again, that goes back with me rolling with the wave of things of which way it's going, but always knowing that I need to just stay focused on my plan and what I got going on. Not saying all the projects that I have taken on are shit or anything. I'm not saying that. But I always need to put my project at the top and everything else follows. So I say this to say, I'm not even telling y'all this. This is for me. I'm promising myself that I'm about to get on my Hear Me Out podcast and be consistent with this shit. Because I got something, I had something, and I'm still going to get something. Because I enjoy this. I enjoy sharing my story. I enjoy voicing my story to the world. And this is, let me tell y'all something for the people that's listening to this. One of my big goals in life is to leave my story on earth. I've never wanted like a visual aspect of what I've been through, but an audio book of basically what I'm doing now is what I wanted. This will be on the internet forever. So anybody that is my friend, that is my family, that is my associate that has worked with me, they can go back and listen to my voice and listen to my story, listen to my struggles, listen to my strengths, and hopefully I motivate them some way, somehow. And hell, even my energy, I hope that my energy will transpire through this podcast so people can, oh, like, and I'm not on the, like, I'm saying this out of respect. I'm not on the verge of killing myself or anything. I'm not. But I just think of, like, life after death. I got Biggie on my wall back. Oh, I got Biggie right there. Oh, y'all see Biggie. And that's where it came from, life after death. Like, what do I want life after death to look like for me? I want people to hear my voice. I want people to still connect with me. I want my name to be left on this earth generation after generation after generation. Whether you connect with me or not. Hell, there might be people on the internet that don't know who the fuck I am. But also, there are people on the internet that knows who the fuck I am. That has hung out with me. That has created a safe space for me. That has cried with me. That has been unemployed with me. That has been through the trenches with me, or I've been through the trenches with them. And I think that's my gift that I want to leave on Earth. I was watching this movie. I forgot the title of the movie, but one of the questions in the movie was like, what do you want to leave on Earth? And I was like, oh, that's a good question. I always said this, that, and the third, but I want to leave my gift. And my gift is my energy. So if I can leave my energy and my voice and where people can go back and listen to what I'm saying, and it inspires, it encourages, or, you know, maybe even have a different opinion, I want to leave that on Earth. Because once we're gone, we're gone. And we'll talk about life after death another time. But, yeah. Whew. Now that I got all that off my chest. It's been a while, y'all. I was, I've been talking for a whole 45 minutes, child. But, yeah. Any questions, any comments, any concerns before I get off this? Because, I think I said a lot, but I think I said a lot of great shit, and I really want to continue to present my personality to the internet. You know, because I know, like, my Instagram, my Facebook, and all this is just, like, all pretty pictures and reels and shit, but, like, I got a voice. I need to share it with the world. I'm the creative. I need to do this shit. I need to own it. This is one of my favorite hoodies. Like, I'm going to do that shit. Hey, niece, what's going on? But yeah. Okay. I think I'm about to head out. Not out, but I'm about to log off. But let me do my exit. Yo, 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 yo. You already know who it is. It's Mr. Hear Me Out himself, and that's right. We just wrapped up another episode of Hear Me Out Podcast, where we create a safe space to talk about shared experiences with open dialogue. If you want more of me, make sure you follow me on Instagram at This Is Hear Me Out. Also, you can find me on Instagram at Marco the Prince. And if you want more of the podcast, you can find me wherever you can find a podcast. Just type in Hear Me Out, see Marco the Prince, and that's where you can hear me out. Until next time, y'all, we out.